tackle, but mostly guard.
Not bad.
Because I knew that's what I was going to be playing here. Yeah. So I worked guard a lot.
He had a lot of success, obviously. Man.
Yeah, definitely.
Did he give you anything that you took away that you're kind of keeping in the back?
Yeah,
of
definitely. Just hard work, work ethic. That's the big thing, and just finishing. And then, you know, his techniques that he gave you, if you use them, they won't let you down. But the main thing is just being in conditioning so you can use them every play. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. What's the big, in your mind, what's the big difference between guard and tackle play? Is it just the, like, less lateral movement as guard?
Guard happens a lot faster,
right.
So you got to be ready. You know, tackle, you it don't happen as fast, but you got a lot more room for error,
right.
A little bit.
Right.
Guard, you don't have no room for error that much because, like I said, like one miss and one mishand or anything, they'll be on you. Yeah, they buy you. So, you know, tackle, if you miss a little bit, if you're athletic enough, you can run them past and stuff like that. It's not that at guard. So you got to be more of a perfectionist.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the Giants O-line guys besides Weston?
I talked to Schwartz. He had came out there. You know, he had hurt his leg. I think he had trained out there before or something, but he had stopped by. And I had talked to him a little bit while I was there. When I see him, I think earlier today or yesterday, I had seen him and talked to him.
Did you have any contact with the Giants before the draft?
I talked to him once at the combine. And I talked to Coach Fleck, and I talked to him once. And he just said that the conversation that we had stuck. And like when they called me, I had no idea. So,
what was that conversation like, that first conversation you had with Coach Flaherty?
He was just asking me how many meetings I had missed. You know, at Florida State, we had those 5:30 meetings. He asked me that I missed. I told him, I think I was, like, late to one or two as a freshman.
That's pretty good.
But then after that, I didn't miss any. He said I was, like, real big to him. And then he called Coach Strickland, and Coach Strickland told him that it was true. So he said that really stuck with him.
I feel like it's an advantage. You come in here, you're 20 years old.
I understand. You know, being as young as you are, you know, the transition, does that actually help you?
I really don't think about it. I've been like that my whole entire life. So, like, I was 12 playing with 15-year-olds. And then when I got to high school, I was 13 playing with 16 and 17-year-olds. So, I just always was at an age disadvantage. So, I really don't think about it.